Ecolab Water for Climate. Less water, more growth. Results will vary. Learn more at ecolab.com/EWC. Ecolab Water for Climate. Transforming the way the world thinks about water.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Friday, September 6th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. iPhone sales make up a big chunk of Apple's business, which means the launch of its latest one is pretty important for the company. We'll take a look at how Apple's dependency on smartphone sales is impacting Wall Street's expectations ahead of the company's event on Monday. And then, AI image generators are driving new questions about content moderation and how the companies behind these tools should build safeguards. Our reporter Megan Bobrowski will tell us about some of the controversial images created by Google's and xAI's new tools. But first, on Monday, Apple is expected to unveil the iPhone 16. There are high hopes for the phone to help spark new demand. The iPhone has been in a notable slump. iPhone revenue fell 2% in Apple's fiscal year that ended last September. Here to tell us about what investors will be looking at is our Heard on the Street columnist, Dan Gallagher. So Dan, put into perspective, how significant are iPhone sales to Apple's business?
Well, very significant. They're more than half of the company's annual revenue. And that's really been the case for a long time. Apple's whittled that away over the years a little bit because they built up other big products like Apple Watch, AirPods have done well, services have done well. So you've seen over the years, iPhone dependence has come from like over 60% of revenue down to like the low 50s. And Apple's one of the largest companies in the world, and it's by far the largest that relies on a singular product line for that percentage.
And how has Apple's stock done this year?
It's done well. Over the last 6 months, it's been the strongest of the mega cap. It's even outperformed NVIDIA over that particular time slot. Apple's kind of been this late entry into AI, but there's a lot of excitement about what they might be able to do because they do have a pretty high degree of success when they enter a new market and do new things with it. So investors do have some high hopes for what they can do here.
So let's talk a bit about the iPhone 16, which is going to have on-device AI capabilities. How is that shaping Wall Street's expectations for this latest phone?
Wall Street's actually keeping its expectations somewhat in check for a few reasons. On-device AI has not yet proven to be a huge reason to sell hardware. Samsung put that into its latest Galaxy phones. They've, based on some third-party data they sold, okay, it hasn't been like a huge seller. But part of what complicates it here is because when they launch these new phones and they typically go on sale in later September, Apple Intelligence, which is their AI tool, isn't going to be available yet. That doesn't launch until October, and not all the capabilities they've been showing off are launching with it. So you're going to have kind of a limited AI capability early in this particular iPhone cycle. So I think it's actually going to take time, and Wall Street's estimates indicate that, where there's more of an expectation that this coming year that we're going to see with the iPhone 16 is going to sell okay, possibly pick up, though, for iPhone 17, which will presumably have like a fuller AI capability and story to it.
What are some of the other factors that might impact iPhone sales performance?
The biggest one is that you have a lot of pent-up demand. Remember, iPhone is mostly an upgrade game at this point. Each generation doesn't draw in a huge base of new buyers from Android. It's usually people that are already on the iPhone and people are holding onto their devices longer. Apple has just had, you know, 2 to 3 relatively weak cycles for the iPhone. So there's a fair amount of the iPhone base out there right now that's using devices that are 3 to 4 years old. And that's about when a lot of customers are starting to look to upgrade.
And so if we're watching Apple, you know, on Monday after the launch, what should we expect to see?
This is a unique launch because the big selling point for this iPhone, they showed 3 months ago at their big developer conference when they debuted Apple Intelligence. Are they going to show some new stuff about Apple Intelligence that they didn't show 3 months ago, or some other types of enhancements that maybe add to the appeal of the iPhone 16? I think we'll be watching for any kind of surprise factors.
That was Dan Gallagher, a columnist for the WSJ's Heard on the Street. Coming up, what a picture of Mickey Mouse drinking a beer could signal about misinformation risks in the 2024 U.S. election. That's after the break.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet. oracle.com/wallstreet.
Artificial intelligence image generators are testing the boundaries of platforms' policies and the ability of companies to put effective guardrails around the use of this new powerful technology. Case in point, Google's Gemini image generator created racially diverse images of Nazi soldiers. The company suspended the chatbot's ability to produce pictures of people for 6 months after that. But last week, Google said it will allow Gemini to generate images of people again. So does that mean the risks are gone? Here to tell us more is our reporter Megan Bobrowski. Megan, what is Google's approach to creating safeguards and dealing with the potential pitfalls of AI image generation tools?
Google has been trying to really build in guardrails and safety mechanisms to make this work and to not make it show bias. And so you have the issue of its image generator making historically inaccurate images because it's trying to show diversity and not be biased. But at the same time, you have it also generating images that are offensive to people. In one case recently, one of its image generators did generate an image of SpongeBob wearing a swastika, and that offended people. And so you have it on both ends of it. It's trying to not be too loose, but at the same time, some of its restrictions and some of its attempts to make its chatbot not show bias are actually leading to what some people perceive as issues on that side as well.
What did Google say about that?
They said that this isn't okay for them to be showing images that are offensive or that people don't feel comfortable with, and that they're going to try to fix these things. Google is taking a sort of slow and steady approach to try to get this right.
You know, we should say that several companies, including Google and OpenAI, they won't allow their tools to generate images of specific recognizable people. But the newly released AI tool from Elon Musk's XAI, Grok 2, it does. What is the position of that company?
So we don't know too much about the decisions that they made on what to restrict because they didn't respond to our request for comment. But through my own personal experience of using this and through other people's experience, you can create people, recognizable people. You can create Donald Trump. You can create Kamala Harris. So it's a bit different from some of the other companies.
So what are some of the more controversial images people have created with Grok?
There's one that's been circulating around of Mickey Mouse smoking a cigarette, one of Mickey Mouse drinking a beer. There's ones of Donald Trump and Kamala Harris holding hands, looking like they're in a relationship. So things that are just clearly not true and in some cases might be offensive to the people that they're about.
Have XAI, Musk, or Black Forest Labs, which is the company that powers the AI image generation tool, have they commented about these images?
No, XAI, X, Elon Musk, Black Forest Labs, none of them responded to requests for comment.
AI-powered image generation tools have been a hot-button topic since they came out a couple years ago. Where do things stand with concerns about deepfakes, especially in the lead-up to the election?
Experts in this field who follow these things are concerned about this. In one case, Donald Trump, ahead of the DNC, posted what appeared to be an AI-generated image of Kamala Harris. And in this image, she's speaking to a crowd, and there's a red flag with a hammer and sickle on it in the background. And it's implying that she is a communist. So experts I spoke to said that these image generators might actually be more harmful than misinformation that's spreading because photos and videos can be more convincing. From the experts I spoke to, one of the main problems that they were talking about was this idea of pictures being used as a way to know what's real historically. You might be familiar with the phrase pics or it didn't happen, which is a common phrase among Gen Z, and it basically means show me pictures of this or I don't believe you that it happened. And so now if you can show a picture that's not real, then that makes trying to figure out the truth all the more difficult.
Did the Trump campaign comment at all about the post depicting Vice President Kamala Harris?
No, his campaign didn't respond to a request for comment about the image that he posted.
What are X's policies on posting fake images?
So X has a slew of policies, including one on manipulated media, which says that you cannot post content that is manipulated or tweaked in some way that is intended to deceive people or harm people.
Megan, one of the other big issues with image generation has been the question of copyright. Where does that issue stand now?
So it's unclear whether these companies are allowed to train their image generators on content that is copyrighted or content that's just taken across the web. And so there's a few court cases that are pending currently. And a law expert that I spoke to said that these cases will set the precedent for what's allowed and what's okay. But as of right now, the law doesn't make it clear what these image generators are allowed to do and what they're not, since they're such new technology.
That was our reporter, Megan Bobrowski. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Zoe Culkin. I'm your host, Zoe Thomas. Jessica Fenton and Michael Laval wrote our theme music. Our supervising producer is Catherine Millsop. Our development producer is Aisha Al-Muslim. Scott Salloway and Chris Sinsley are the deputy editors. And Philana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.